AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The president of the NAACP chapter in Spokane, Washington, resigns amid the furor over her racial identity after her parents said she has falsely portrayed herself as black for years, even though Rachel Dolezal is actually white. Dolezal posted her resignation on a civil rights group Facebook page. She's been a longtime figure in Spokane's human rights community and teaches African studies to college students. A 12-year-old girl and a 16-year-old boy have undergone amputations, her arm below the elbow, his below his shoulder, after separate shark attacks yesterday on the beaches of Oak Island, North Carolina. Brunswick County Emergency Services Director Brian Watts says people on the beach took action quickly, quite possibly saving their lives.
The keys to the success yesterday was the fact that our bystanders that were on the beach with both of these patients did very quick first aid the correct way.
The city has reopened the beaches today with planned helicopter flyovers during the day. New York State prison worker charged with helping two convicted inmates to escape makes another court appearance today. Prosecutors say Joyce Mitchell, a prison tailoring shop instructor who had befriended the inmates, had agreed to be the getaway driver, but she backed out at the last moment. She's charged with helping Richard Matt and David Sweat escape from the Clinton Correctional Facility near the Canadian border on June 6th. Clinton County District Attorney Andrew Wiley telling reporters outside the courthouse that the manhunt for Matt and Sweat is costly.
You know, I've been advised that it's, you know, upwhere in the vicinity of $1 million a day.
More than 800 police and other law enforcement officers are involved in the search for the two. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 105. The NASDAQ is off 23. This is AP Radio News. Catholic Archbishop John Neinstedt and Auxiliary Bishop Lee Anthony Pache have resigned their positions with the St. Paul Archdiocese. The AP's Nicole Winfield reports from Rome. Pope Francis has accepted both resignations since criminal charges are pending against the Archdiocese for the way the two bishops acted.
Pressure has been mounting on them for years after first the Archdiocese canon lawyer came forward with very, very detailed allegations about how they had covered up for this priest.
Military officials say two people are hospitalized after gunfire broke out at an entrance to the Little Rock Air Force Base in Arkansas. They say the shots were fired when a civilian tried to enter the base. Another juror in the Colorado theater shooting trial has been dismissed. The judge today granting a defense motion to dismiss a woman whose brother-in-law was shot in an armed robbery in Denver last week. Three other jurors were released last week. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.